On a sunny Saturday morning in a meadow at the edge of the woods, this group of kids is shooting bottle rockets. Under adult supervision, of course.
I'll go ahead and start.
Okay. Go. All the way to the bottom.
Whoa! Whoa, Nelly!
Wow! Incredible.
If they don't exactly sound like bottle rockets, that's because you might say they're the organic kind. For one thing, they're actual bottles, as in the 2-liter plastic variety, and they're propelled high into the air from tubs of water by kids who are getting a physical workout using bicycle pumps to supply the pressure. Volunteer Marty Schulman, a naturalist at Ruffner Mountain, explains the physics aspects of the bottle's trajectory.
The biggest one is the angle of the can. Proper trajectory is probably at exactly a 45, okay?
Before the day is over, the kids will also try their hand at making jewelry from recycled objects, making bird feeders from bark and peanut butter, creating old-fashioned daisy chains, hiking in the woods, and having mock battles with long, sword-like plantain leaves. Today's outing is sponsored by a new group called Fresh Air Family. The group's organizer, Birmingham journalist and naturalist Verna Gates, says it's the first of its kind in the United States.
You know, I see all these things happening in education, you know, where science interest is going down. And as a friend of mine describes it, we have this No Teacher Left Standing program where so many field trips are getting canceled. And I see my nephews hooked on video games in front of a television set. And I started to get concerned that we're just not getting children out playing in nature. And science begins when you pick up a rock and look under it and say, "What's that?" And I just thought, what a fun thing to do to start out a program where families can just go out and be together and do the most wholesome thing in the world, which is to go out just in nature and see things that are beautiful.
Apparently, there's a lot more at stake than science grades, as American children spend more time indoors and become increasingly cut off from the natural world. A number of recent studies show that their physical and mental health is suffering, too, as obesity rates skyrocket, along with the incidence of depression and attention deficit disorder. In fact, an author and child advocate named Richard Loof has given this new problem a name, nature deficit disorder. In his influential recent book, The Last Child in the Woods, Loof acknowledges that the term nature deficit disorder isn't in the diagnostic and statistical manual quite yet, but he thinks someday it might be.
He signed my book to Audrianne. Thank you for your sacred work, Richard Louvre. This is a really valuable thing to me.
Volunteer Audrey Ann Wilson, education director for the Birmingham Botanical Gardens, attended a seminar by Louvre this past summer in St. Louis, and she found his message very persuasive.
Kids are just not connected as we were. They don't build tree houses. They don't go and block up little streams to make dams. I know what I used to do when I was little. We had a nice vacant lot next to our house. I used to go in there and make little houses, pretend fairy houses for the frogs. And that was developing creativity. It lets a child use their imagination. And today, with our wired generation, they don't have that opportunity. Too much television, too many computers, and this is not good for developing minds.
Verna Gates says she's already seen children with attention deficits make breakthroughs on some of Fresh Air Family's field trips.
And I see that we have one boy, he's about 9 years old, you know, he's such an active, hyper child. And at Oak Mountain, it's so funny, we went hiking, I saw he ran down, he ran back up. I'm like, you know, but it was like a new world for him. And it calmed him down in a way that his mother says he just really hasn't seen.
Well, national research has discovered that if people are associated with plants, there's healing going on, whether it's physical or emotional.
Audrey Ann Wilson.
If you put someone in a hospital room and they have a view of plants or nature, research has showed that they heal much faster than people who have a view of a brick wall.
Wilson says she's also seen firsthand that exploring nature can make a difference in children's lives.
I taught in Vestavia for 20 years, and I took children on a field experience for a week each fall to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And a lot of these children were suburban children. They hadn't really been out in nature. And they have come back and said, oh, I've decided to go into environmental law, or I'm going to, you know, work as a naturalist somewhere. And that's really touched me to see how it's affected kids.
As the plans for Fresh Air Family came together, Gates decided that the best way to make sure the group filled the needs of kids was to bring them into the decision-making process for each outing. As a result, two-thirds of her board of directors are children, such as 9-year-old Maya Webster of Leeds.
I am very excited about going to see the Butterfly Museum, and it's amazing how one little small caterpillar can turn into a butterfly. And some, they start out very dull, and they just come out beautiful. It just makes you open up your mouth, and it just makes you say, wow, this is just so cool. It's a lesson to learn and to comprehend that you should take care of the earth, and the earth will take care of you.
At a gazebo just downhill from where the bottle rockets are being launched, a craft class is just finished up, and it's time for the make-believe sword fights with plantain leaves to begin.
You ready? Hey, this isn't fair.
You want the bigger one?
I win!
Fresh Air Family is already scheduling field trips for 2007, Gates says, and the destinations range from Lake Gunnersville, where families will watch bald eagles nesting with their chicks, to the Dismal's Canyon near Florence, the habitat of a rare glow-in-the-dark worm that's found only a few places on Earth outside New Zealand. But according to Gates, all the destinations have one thing in common.
You know, on a trail, everyone's equal. You're all going to one place and coming back, and nobody knows where you started from, what you drove in, anything about you, except you're all going towards this mutual goal. We have to remember, we came from Earth, we go back to Earth. We're part of the Earth. If we don't pass along the care of nature and the stewardship, we're not going to last very long.
I'm Dale Short.